Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Prayer Army on the Blog Talk Radio. And we are here, hallelujah, and this is our dear host, Sister Hagen. So why not call a friend or call a neighbor and get ready to enjoy with us at this time. Let's go to the throne room of grace. Well, Heavenly Father, we just come today. We just say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our heart. We just love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for who you are. We bless your wonderful, glorious, and magnificent name. To God be the glory. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity that we have, that we can come to you and we can lift up our brothers and our sisters and our families and, oh God, the world. At this wonderful time, as we just take a moment, as you just allow us to invade your space. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for inviting us to come. And we are here, hallelujah, to fellowship with you at such a time as this. And Father, today we are here to say thank you. Thank you for everything that you are doing. Father, we come to praise you, to glorify your wonderful name. Father, we realize that there is nobody like you, and can't nobody do what you do. And we thank you. Father, this day, oh, we bless you, for you just load us up with so many benefits. You are the God of our salvation. We bless you, Lord God. Father, your blessings makes all of us rich, and you add no sorrow to your blessings. Father, we say thank you. Thank you, Father, for your blessings. Thank you, Father. We pray that because we are experiencing your generosity. We are blessed. Father, we pray, hallelujah, everyone under the sound of our voice, be blessed to find wisdom and gain understanding. Hallelujah. For long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are the ones who hold her fast. Father, we thank you. Thank you because you give so much grace and you give so much glory. No good thing will you withhold from those who love you because they walk uprightly. Oh, Lord of God, oh, Lord God, how blessed they are because they trust in you. We are so blessed, Lord God, simply because we trust in you. Oh, thank you, Father, hallelujah, for allowing us to be so blessed simply because we trust in you. And Father, we pray that each and every one who trust in you will experience the blessing that only you give, the blessing, hallelujah, glory be to God, of how sweet it is to trust in you. Oh, Father, thank you for peace of mind. Thank you for health and strength. Lord, these are your people, that person who trusts you, who delight themselves in you, Lord. Glory be to God. You will give them the desires of their hearts. Thank you for being that kind of God. You know their days. You know their inheritance will be forever. They will not be ashamed in the time of evil or evil tidings, and in the days of famine, they will have abundance. We thank you for it, Father God, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. And today, Father, as we continue to lift up prayers for everyone that are around the world, as well as those that are local. Father, we pray for families. We pray for family as a whole. Father, we pray hallelujah, for unity and understanding in the family. We pray, God, that there be no resentment. Whenever a sacrifice is required, we pray there will be no resentment. God, hallelujah. We pray, oh God, that ministry and the vision of it will be shared. It will be, and the family will be active in it. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, for prayer and devotion in the family. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, that everybody that's a part of the family, oh God, that they'll be able to operate in whatever gift or whatever talent that the Lord has given to them. Father, we pray, glory be to God, hallelujah, oh my God, for hospitality in the home and for such hospitality to open the doors to others. The doors of our homes will not be closed, hallelujah, to just our family. Oh God, but I pray that you allow us to show hospitality to others who just need to experience the warmth and the knowledge and the love of Almighty God. Father, there are so many that are hurting, many dysfunctional families and homes. Children are left, hallelujah, alone where they are in their mindset. Glory be to God, and they're wondering what happened when their families are apart, when the husbands and wives part. The children are wondering, what is it that they did wrong? Can't mommy or daddy, hallelujah, or their parents love them? Glory be to God. They go through such a turmoil in their mindsets. And God, we pray for those children. We pray for those children that you would comfort them and let them know it's nothing wrong that you have done, child. Glory be to God. But, hallelujah, the fact is, hallelujah, it was, glory be to God, the adults who had issues, the adults that couldn't get along, the adults that could not lay aside the madness. Glory to God. But we pray, God, that the children will be covered to love on them. Let them know, God, that they do have a future. Let them know that they do have a future and they do have a family. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, because you have adopted all of us into your family, and we do have a family, and we thank you, Father. Help us to be appreciative of the family of God that you, Father, have adopted us into, this royal family, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for those gifts. We thank you for those talents in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for each and every family member. Glory to God. To just have a passion about, glory be to God, have a passion about talking to you. Have a passion about just carving out some time throughout the day, in the midst of the games, in the midst of the sports, in the midst of the TV watching and all of the things that they just so enjoy doing. Lord, we pray that you give them a love for you in their hearts, in their minds, in their souls, that they will feel passionate about carving out time to talk to you and spend time with you. And Father, we say thank you. Father, we continue to lift up the families in prayer. We lift up the families in general. We lift up the husbands and wives. Glory be to God. Oh, bless every husband and every wife in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help them to be the couple that you have them be. Lord, we know every couple is different. Every couple, they have their own special DNA. You know them, Lord, because you created them and you made them. Today, Lord, we lift up every couple in the name of Jesus. Lord, let them experience, oh, the blessings of matrimony. Let it rest upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, just help each husband and wife to be sympathetic to each other. Help them to be listeners, listeners, oh God, hallelujah, even in their families, among their members, give them a compassionate heart that they'll be able to listen, listen, and not just jump the gun and fire the other down, but allow them to be attentive and listeners to each other in the name of Jesus. Allow the husband to lead in the family devotion and prayer as well on a regular basis. Oh God, teach the couple how to spend quality time with the family. Oh, both during the leisure times as well as the spiritual times. Father, help them to recognize that husbands and wives, they are a team. Glory be to God. Help them to be encouraging to each other. Help them to help one another. Help them to, glory be to God, to exemplify loyalty with each other in the name of Jesus. Help them to complement and complete one another in the name of Jesus. Help each one to discern each other's needs emotionally, physically, and mentally, and spiritually, and materially as well. So, oh God, they can work together as a team. Father, help each husband and wife to have the fruit of the Spirit in their lives. Oh, Father, we know, glory be to God, that it takes you. It takes you in marriages these days. It takes you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we lift them up. We lift up husbands and wives all over the country right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, to have fulfillment. Allow them to have fulfillment of their own spiritual relationship. Allow them to hear God's voice in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, give each husband and wife the strength that they need to overcome pressures and stress. We lift them up today in the mighty name of Jesus. Help them to resist living up to other people's expectations. And help them, God, to be encouraged. Glory be to God to live up to your expectations in the name of Jesus. Let them know each couple is unique in their own way. Glory be to God. And it's all about pleasing you and not trying to please everybody else. We give you praise. Allow them to embrace their uniqueness. Allow them to embrace their uniqueness in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for each husband and wife to find each other, and while they're finding each other, to find their own individual niche in the kingdom of God. We give you praise for every assignment, for every help, for every work, and we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the children, that the children train in reverential fear of the Lord. We pray that the children will be in obedience to the Lord. We pray that the children will show love, patience, understanding, and loyalty toward the family and the ministry. We pray that the children would choose righteous friends. Glory be to God. And we pray that they would choose righteousness above all other. Father, we pray for good relationships. Glory be to God. We pray that the children would become more involved in the work as a whole, that you would cover them. You'd make them obedient children, righteous children, and you'd cover them. You would empower them in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray, God, that there be no resentment or competition among the family members. Father, for your glory, we pray that each would work together as a team. We pray that the children would be obedient and righteous. We pray that the children would be flexible, able to adapt to change, moving and the culture. We pray that the children will be free from expectations put on them by themselves or others that are not in line with God's will. We pray that the children will be able to hear God's voice on an individual level. We pray right now for the family as a whole. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for each family, name by name and one by one. May they reign in life today through Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Lord, let them receive the abundance of grace that's necessary, because your grace is sufficient. Your eyes are toward the righteous, and your ears are open to their cry. Father, we thank you now. We thank you right now. We pray for every household to be saved and to get to know you. We thank you, Father, that as each one's under the sound of my voice, Glory be to God that they will each come to a conclusion and say, as Joshua say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And Lord, we thank you as we lift up families, as we lift up households, as we lift each individual up that's represented here today under the sound of my voice. We lift them up and we pray your many blessings, oh God, and we declare may they reign in life today through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, may they receive the abundance of grace and the abundance of the gift of righteousness. Glory be to God that the Lord, glory be to God, has so laid aside for each household member. We bless each and every one in Jesus' mighty name, and we call it done. God bless you, family. We love each and every one of you. Have a wonderful, victorious, and prosperous day in the Lord, and we'll look forward to talking again real soon. Until then, be blessed. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.